Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry.
You're right. Kay Mystery here, chemistry superhero. And I bet you didn't know that your kitchen, yep, the one in your house, is a real-life chemistry lab. Don't believe me? Come on. Elements are like the building blocks of chemistry. There are around 100 found in nature, and loads of them are found in the food we eat, like iron. Yep, the metal stuff. It's not just for saucepans. You get iron in breakfast cereals. Other elements can be found in all sorts of food. Calcium is found in milk, and sodium combines with chlorine to make salt. And you get that in pretty much anything that tastes salty, like crisps. And that's not all either. Sulfur combines with hydrogen to give eggs their... eggy smell. And potassium is another element, one our bodies need to keep healthy. This is found in bananas and nuts. And a very common combination of elements is when carbon and hydrogen combine with oxygen to make carbohydrates. You get these in starchy pasta and potatoes, and in sugars, like chocolate. I think carbohydrates might just be my favourites.
Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry in your kitchen at funkidslive.com/chemistry.